I'm getting somewhere with this. Ultimately, cars use a lot of these rare earth materials. Tom Appel, you'll back me up on that, right?
Oh, a great deal. And since we started driving and producing electric vehicles, demand for rare earth metals has gone up dramatically.
I couldn't even believe when I was reading that some of our nicer cars, your newer cars, have as many as like 50 pounds of magnets in them. And some of them are just in the movement of the seats that you can hit a button and you can move it. And some of these seats have like 12 different gears and all that's done by magnets. And China really controls the marketplace of these materials.
They do, yeah. And it used to be that a lot of these motors didn't matter that much, and we didn't really need to use rare earth metals. But rare earth metals, which are primarily sourced in China, they have like 70% of the mineable supply on the planet right now, make electric motors much lighter and much more efficient and less expensive to make. So we really want them, and we want a constant supply of them because that keeps the assembly lines humming. Without them, we could get along, but right now the supply chain isn't there, and it would drive up costs dramatically.
Well, then I imagine auto manufacturers were some of the folks cheering on the announcement that the deal apparently has been reached. I think it still has to be finalized on kind of bringing this back, because at least trade between the United States and China, because they've really withheld the rare earth materials from us, the metals.
They have, and it's interesting how China does this, and it seems as if they were ready to do this a long time ago. Basically, if you are an importer, if you purchase rare earth metals from China, you need to buy a license and renew it every 6 months to do so. Hmm. And they just started to drag their feet on renewing the licenses, and it was a huge bargaining chip for them.
Yeah. By the way, the 630 came up with the word I was looking for. Refined, yes. They not only bring it out of the ground, they know how to refine it better than anyone else, these rare earth metals. I was reading more about this, Tom, and specifically about car manufacturing as well, is that in about 2010, they basically embargoed Japan from getting any of their rare earth materials after a I don't want to explain the whole thing, but essentially Japan said, well, we're going to start mining our own. The United States tried to do that by opening up a factory that had been closed out, or a mine that had been closed out in Nevada, I believe. But then China just floods the market with this stuff to lower the price and make it not profitable to mine it on our own. So we really haven't been able to stockpile this stuff in the United States, have we?
No, and I think the only company that has successfully, the only automotive company that has successfully stockpiled the materials is Hyundai. They've got like a year's supply sitting around, so they're in good shape. But every other car manufacturer, usually they go with an inventory light model, doesn't stockpile stuff like that. So if the supply gets short, everything starts to shut down pretty quickly.
Right. Tom Appel is such a pro. I told the Radian like 5 minutes ago, hey, I want to ask Tom about rare earth metals. And he was ready to go. You wanted to talk a little bit. We've got about a minute left. RAM, the decision between tradition and technology. Tradition is one. What are you talking about here at Consumer Guide?
Yeah, so RAM, the producer of RAM 1500 pickups, people have seen them. They're everywhere, and they're very well regarded. Nice pickup trucks. RAM pickups for 2025, were redesigned. And one of the elements of that redesign was to get rid of the old big fuel-consuming V8 and replace it with a more efficient turbocharged 6. Well, what happened was shoppers decided they didn't really like that.
Really?
They wanted
the power?
Well, interestingly, the six-cylinder engine actually more powerful and more fuel efficient, but it doesn't rumble. It's not a traditional V8. So RAM has been put into a very strange position where they have to take a step backwards to placate customers and get their sales back. So the V8 is back for next year. And by next year, I mean next month, because they're going to start 2026 production almost immediately.
People wanted the rumble?
Yeah, the Hemi V8. I think we remember the old, that thing got a Hemi. That thing got a Hemi ads, and that's really what's going on here. It's a brand that they probably regret developing.
Tom, do you like cars that rumble and bumble?
To an extent. Those sounds are so synthetic now that they kind of make my eyes roll.
I've never liked a loud car or a motorcycle. I know that's like such a thing to do. Yeah, the manly start of the car. I'm always like, oh, be quiet. I'm trying to listen to my AM radio.
Yeah, back when that was a more natural sound, I did enjoy it.
All right, Tom. Well, thanks for rolling with the punches here. Where can we read more about all that you do?
Oh, the Ram story is up right now. Just check us out at consumerguide.com.
Thanks for always doing it, Tom. We appreciate it. Take care, okay?
Thanks, John.